Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you know, I'm doing this, so that is it. You know, in terms of expression and communication, because I have to talk about things related to life. This show is about political. You know, I don't like to discuss my political, personal viewpoint because I don't want it to shun, you know, people who think differently from me. You know, I try to keep an open-minded audience, you know. And being in the music industry, I know that people of all types would like my music. But at the same time, I also realize I've expressed thyself. Communication is so important. It's possibly the most important tool in the universe is to communicate. Because you got to know how people feel in order to get things done. So I have to communicate. So my political point of view, as you know, is that I'm a democratic, liberal, open-minded. I always have been. Yeah, I mean, my experiences as a minority and my experiences, powerlessness, led me to stay progressive, liberal. I vote liberal causes, democratic causes. But I respect other people across the aisle and people who think like me too. You know, I try to keep an open mind, but I'm going to stay democratic. That's who I am. The reason why I bring this up is I want to talk about what my feelings about the presidential race 2024 and what could occur. First, I want to talk about my reality, what I feel about DeSantis, and what the true reality is going on outside of me in this country on whether the people will like him or vote for him to be president. My viewpoint and reality on DeSantis is I think he's very dangerous. I think he's too extreme, you know, not just with Disney, which is a shame. I also think what he done in Florida, signing bills, having Confederate statues, which is a symbol of, you know, racial strife, also limiting the gay pride flag, telling girls and women they can't talk about their periods past 12th grade, limiting the getting rid of diversity in schools and other situations are too extreme. It's almost like a dictatorship. And I feel that it's so extremely far, far, far beyond rational on the right side, which is so way beyond. It creates a perception that he's out of touch. And for him to use the word woke, W-O-K-E, is so unfair. Because being woke or being aware of discrimination and a diversity is a good thing. Being woke is a good thing. Because wokeness means that we can pass bills, we pass anti-discrimination bills, we pass anti-hate bills, so that people like me, I'm an African American, so I don't get hung or killed, or be targeted for a hate crime, or for minorities to be killed, minorities of black, white, women, gay, Latino, Jew, people of different religions, Japanese, Asian, people who are not the status quo, people who are not heterosexual, white male. And heterosexual white male, you know, has advantage of not having as much discrimination. But, you know, I'm not trying to be in a situation where I'm you know, so political that, you know, but my point of view is he's too extreme. There's no rationale. I think he will offend a lot of people, and I think he will cause destruction. It will be so much strife and so much chaos. It really will be a sad turning point in American history if he's elected. He's like Trump, but he acts normal. Now, here's the reality, the true reality outside of me, what I truly see with the states that vote, you know, with the states that voted for Biden and voted for Trump, et cetera, what could happen. He could very well win the presidency. There's a lot of people who probably would vote for him. And the reason is because they think Biden's age could be a dilemma. And some of these people have voted for Trump. Half the country voted for 74 million voted for Trump. And that is a sad situation on a personal point of view, but on the reality of this country, what people think, he could very well win. And it has to do with, you know, Biden's age. And Biden could stay alive as president. He looks very healthy. And the economy is going good. So the economy do not look bad. There are reports that the economy could be going down. You know, they have to get this debt ceiling deal fixed, or it will affect everybody, and it will definitely will affect Biden's chances. But at the same time, and McCartney's chances. So what I will say is that that's my point of view. And my point of view of why I'm a liberal Democrat is also because of my experience with racial profiling, living where I'm at. People saying that I'm a criminal, or saying I'm being investigated for a crime, or saying I'm, you know, these racist things they say, and these white and Latino saying I'm from South Los Angeles. And that's not fair to people who actually live in South Los Angeles. First of all, I never been in South Los Angeles. And the reason I came to L.A. is to be a star in Hollywood. So why would I go to Los Angeles? It's not a place to make it in Hollywood. No disrespect to South Los Angeles, but the perception that South Los Angeles is full of criminals and so on. Unfortunately, while that may be the case for some, it is disrespectful for them to say that. But stereotyping me as a criminal or a gangbanger or something is racist. I've never been a gangbanger. I have been a victim of racial profiling. I've been stopped by the police thinking I was a criminal, and I wasn't. I've been dead by people as some criminal. I didn't get jobs, apartments, and so on because of my race. It was racism out here in L.A. So, yes, I'm aware of that. That's why I said I try to be as good as possible. We all make mistakes, but being a good black person or a good minority is important, not to break the law. Because if you break the law and you're a black person or Latino or gay or something, you'll be, because of discrimination, you'll be denoted as a criminal for life. It is still racism in this country. It is still discrimination in this country. Being an African-American person, I got my college degree, and I'm having trouble finding jobs. I haven't gotten hired, and, you know, the lack of opportunity. And I have the jobs. I had a job for a while, and I got laid off and on. And, I'm trying to do the best I can. I have so many limitations. And I'm an artist, too, you know. I really wanted to make it an industry. And yes, I did not get that opportunity. I did not get that opportunity to work for somebody, work for a major label or a movie company or something with my music. I'm with Broadcast Music Incorporated, just with ASCAP, major music licensing organizations, because I'm a professional songwriter. And I got very little money, $50 for writing, $50 for this, $100. So I got today. So I'm poor. My health has been up and down, but I can walk and I can go on the stage. I can write songs all day. I can sing. But I haven't gotten the opportunity because people looked at my skin color or looked at my size. They thought I was too fat to be a singer, which is discrimination. You know, you can't have Millie Vanilli no more, okay? So I've been through a lot. I was a victim of crime. I'm poverty. I was homeless for 3 years. I came out here running from an adverse situation in my hometown, which I could not go back to. So I've been through a lot. My life has been horrible. So to dealing with people still calling, thinking I'm a gangbanger because of the way I look, with these sunglasses, or the way how tall or big I am not no criminal. So it's not right for somebody to say I'm from South Central or I got an FBI investigation or I've been in jail in San Bernardino. I have never been in San Bernardino. I mentioned that before. Coming to L.A., you got to come out here for a dream, Hollywood, the Hollywood sign when I was 19. And I knew I had to work on my skills to be a singer or songwriter. I was BMI for 30 years and haven't made much money. 30 years and not a dime. So I've paid my dues many decades, probably you can say many lives, times over, if you can imagine what I went through in this lifetime. So I don't need to racial profile or be accused because someone's jealousy or someone's racism. I mean, the guy was angry because I wasn't, I didn't want to be a Republican. I'm not no Republican. I never was a Republican. I'm very open-minded to all people. I just, you know, I'm now a member of the NAACP, you know, National Advancement of Colored People, but I am who I am. I'm very open-minded. Love does not see color. And I'm going to say you hang out with whoever you want to. We don't go by race in a society. We go by character. But people still look at me and think that I'm something that I'm not in a negative way, and that's not good. Racial profiling is racism. I never committed any crime except being falsely accused and charged, and it was dismissed because someone made prank calls to my home, coming home and hearing a prank call. So my life has been very limited. The justice system is really where it is to be careful of trying to be as good as possible in order to not be seen as a criminal or to have any chance. And for me, I haven't gotten a chance. So I don't like when someone say, oh, I'm from South Los Angeles. I said, first of all, there are a lot of people in South Los Angeles who are not criminals. So they should not be saying that. They should not stereotype that place. Second of all, I never been in South L.A. in my lifetime living, and I never will because that's not a place to make it in Hollywood. It's Hollywood or places where you can be. And third of all, you know, when they say I'm an FBI criminal, I'm going to go back to jail. I mean, that's racism. That's what white supremacists do or criminals do. They love to target minorities and make up trumped up charges. So racial profiling is also a California law, and is against racial profiling is illegal. So until there's probable cause or evidence to show something, they should not be saying that I did something when I didn't. You know, I hope that the music industry. We'll see people for all shapes and sizes. That's why I'm glad that Lizzo is a big star. You know, she got 2 number ones and got a platinum album. So that's a good thing, a change. It's about character. It's about personality. It's, you know, I had a very bad life, but I'm not giving up on my dream. Despite my limitations, up and down, what's going on. I don't know how long I'm going to live, but I'm trying to do the best I can. But I'm going to stand up to injustice and racism. It's not right. That's the reason why I have something, a concern, you know, when DeSantis get rid of diversity and equality programs and the pride flag or Confederate flag. Because if he's put in the White House, he can do that in the White House and cause so much chaos. because it would reinforce the stereotype, you know, of bigotry. That's all I'm going to say from my point of view. Good day, good night from Dirk Lane.